difficult part about taking a game like you had in Syracuse on Saturday night and then coming into another building that's always tough, physically intense hockey? What's the challenges there, and how do you feel you guys responded to it?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't play very well in Syracuse. I mean, they're a good team. And coming in here, we wanted to bounce back, obviously, and I thought we came out pretty good in the second period. It was good, but then I think penalties killed us, and at the end of the day, I think we just got to play a full 60, and I don't think we did that tonight.
What do you think is the key? Because I've heard, whether it's coach or some of your teammates kind of say that repeatedly as well as the not taking bad penalties. What do you think the key is to making all of that click, getting the power play going, getting the, you know, the PK's been slipping a little bit? Is mm-hmm. Where's the missing link there that you feel?
I mean, sometimes it's a lack of focus, and sometimes you can't just take a shift off. I mean, every shift has to be hard, and even if the things aren't going your way, you got to bear down and get the puck out or get the puck in, right? And just go to work down low and see what happens from there.
Brent Learnout's season going for him so far. How do you feel with your game and where you're at right now?
I think at the start of the season, it started a little slow. But now as the season's going along, I think I'm playing pretty good. I mean, I'm just keeping it a lot more simple, not trying to be fancy. I mean, that's not my game, right? If the first pass is there, I'll give it to him. If not, I'll just go off the glass. And I mean, that's my kind of game, is just stay physical, defensive, and play simple. And I think it's working out pretty good for me so far.
You always seem to maintain such a good attitude off the ice as well, no matter what challenges and obstacles are thrown your way. How do you continue to do that year after year as you're striving to not only help your team with success, but you've also got other goals in sight and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you just got to stay positive. If you're negative and walk around with a bad attitude or bad body language, that's not going to help you. It's not going to help the team. So just got to stay positive, put a smile on your face, and go to the rink every day and go to work. So.